This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate did the right thing when it rejected the Atwater-Bush constitutional amendment to protect the flag. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when the Founding Fathers created the Senate, they designed an institution to stand firm against passing political fashions that could harm the long-run interests of the nation. Their far-reaching handiwork paid off again the other day. The Senate said no to Lee Atwater's latest scheme to turn the flag into a constitutional football for partisan political purposes. We refuse to amend the Constitution to protect the flag. Shame on the flag burners, Al, but shame on you, too, for voting to tamper with the Constitution, to silence acts of protest. For 200 years, the Constitution has survived with freedom of speech intact, and now you'd throw it overboard just because some nobody demonstrates in a way you don't like? Don't tell me old Atwater Al is afraid of a little free speech. Joe McCarthy would be proud of you, Al, but nobody else is.
Don't agree with Ted? Get tainted with McCarthyism. That's what McCarthy did. The Constitution still belongs to the people. 51 of our colleagues voted to amend. It would have given the people the right to decide for themselves whether or not the flag, our symbol of peace and freedom, is worthy of its protection. If passed, this amendment to protect Old Glory would have gone through a long ratification process before actual amendment. Ted, that means that each and every state would have had the chance to consider and vote on this extremely important issue. I think the states should have been given that chance, Ted. When the American flag is going up in flames because of some nut's right to protest, and everyone does have the right to peaceful protest in this country, there is no speech involved. The flag can't cry out, but people can. Let them use their voices and actions to protest, not the American flag. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Balancing the American Checkbook. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.